Welcome to another Carlin and Lyde Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, we've got an international traveller.
As an international guest.
Yeah.
From Zimbabwe.
Of all places.
Which is, we've never spoken to anyone from Zimbabwe before, have we?
No, but I believe you've competed with a Zimbabwean in when you were doing your hamathon.
Back in a long time ago, yes, that's correct.
Now, I'll introduce him as Dino Rwadai. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Dino. People usually call me Dino because they really can't pronounce my first name. So Dino.
Can you tell us your first name?
My first name is Adin, which is my English name, and Tapiwa, my middle name, which is an African name.
So you've come to Australia, and typical Australians, they've just said, we'll just call you Dino.
Yeah, and it is sort of stuck on since then.
And what's your favourite Australian saying? It must be, g'day, mate, surely.
Hey, mate.
Now, you're a cricketer, and actually, we've had a little bit of a chat beforehand, and you've played for the Zimbabwean under-18 team in South Africa. You've been playing in England. You've been playing in Scotland. You've come to Australia. You've played first off in WA, Western Australia. Then you went to New South Wales,
you
Queensland.
Story, you're going to let Dino tell you.
I'm going to let him, but I'm just going to ask you why all this travelling is amazing.
Well, I've been quite fortunate along this journey. I've met a few people, and I've been fortunate to get a few opportunities around the world, which has been pretty good for me. It has been a good experience thus far, and I'm forever grateful for all the institutions and all the places who have given me an opportunity to show a bit of talent I have. And yeah, it has been a very good journey thus far.
Well, Rob was just rattling off a lot of the places you've travelled to for cricket. And you, it would seem like you're an older bloke, but in fact, you're only 25. You're a young man, and you've obviously had fit a lot of cricket into that period of time. How did you, like, tell us about your childhood growing up and how you got involved in cricket and maybe other sports you're involved with as well?
Yeah, well, growing up in an African setting in Zimbabwe, mostly you're just out on the streets playing soccer, which is the cheapest sport to play in that part of the world. Cricket became a reality for me probably the first year after primary school when I went to a pretty good school, a sporting school, which is probably the best government school in Zimbabwe, and that's when I got an opportunity to start playing cricket. Started off in the B team, under 14 B team for a few months. Then from there, coach saw something in me, and it has been quite an enjoyable ride since that period of my life.
Now, you claim to be a batter come all rounder, and you were saying that your high school was 136 not out in the UK. How many centuries have you had? And with your highest score, I imagine that was a big thrill.
Well, honestly speaking, I would love to have made a few more centuries. But I tend to float around in the batting order. And it's usually a bit difficult if you bat in the middle order to make some centuries. But I've got probably 4 or 5 centuries under my belt. And I've got a lot more centuries out on the park, but I'm still developing, and I'm keen to keep on working on my game and at the same time give back as much as I can to my playing peers and all the people I'm involved with at the sporting level.
What about with the ball? Have you had much success with the ball, like any fifers?
Yeah. Well, I've had quite a bit of success with the ball. I believe I'm a useful off-spinner, but yeah, I tend to do quite a bit with the ball, quite a few fifers during my lifetime. But of late, I've been focusing more on the coaching aspect of my cricket career, and that has been taking a lead of late. But I still would like to believe I can do a good job on the field. If I have a good day, I can get a positive result for my team.
So you played for Zimbabwe in the under-19 team in South Africa, and it seems from that point on you then started travelling, going to different countries and playing. Has that been the case, or have you been home in between? Or, I mean, have you been traveling and then going home again and then traveling somewhere else?
The traveling aspect obviously is when you go to other countries to play and coach, you obviously are on a visa, but you need to go back home, and that has been the case since then. It's just you get it on a contract basis, and you have to travel back after a cricket season. But eventually, something I'm looking at for myself is something more permanent, so I can develop myself in resource-enabling environments like Australia. Then I can probably, I'm looking at giving back to countries in Africa, people who were in my situation when I was a young boy back in Africa. So for me, that's the goal for now, and I'm hoping everything works out that way.
So you've been in Australia for a little while. Can you give us a rundown on your experiences in Australia when you first got here, and where you've been and what you've done since you've been in Australia?
Being in Australia has been great. Obviously, coming to Australia, it was a bit of a culture shock for me, new experiences. It was a bit difficult for me to pick what all the people were saying, but I eventually got used to it. I met a lot of good people along the way, and the beaches, the food has been good, and the drinking, of course, is Australian culture, and it's a big thing for the Australian summer, which is pretty good. I've quite enjoyed the way of life here and try to embrace it and enjoy life on and off the cricket field. And in saying that, my opportunities in Australia have given me a big chance to move forward in my career. Now I'm currently studying. I've managed to acquire my coaching licenses as an Australian Level 2 coach. It would not have happened if I had not hit these shores. So I'm forever grateful for not only the people who have given me a chance, but to Australia for what it has given me to be where I am today.
What was it that brought you to Australia? Was it the Australian cricket, knowing the history of that, or friends, Asha, or did you just have an inkling that you wanted to come here?
It's actually a funny story. When I played my second season in the UK, I played in Scotland in a place called Falkland, a very nice cricket club. Village Cricket Club, and I played with a couple Australians who were on a working holiday in Australia. So they were originally from Tasmania, and we had a chat, and they quite liked how Australia and Zimbabwe have got similar climates, because we're always complaining about how it was always raining in Scotland. So they were like, would you want to come to Australia to play a season of cricket sometime? Then I was like, that would be pretty good. So after a few months, surprisingly, I thought it was out of the blue. I just got a message from a guy out in Western Australia, which is who was one of their mutual friends, and he was after a coach and a player to help out at their club. And that's how I got to come to Australia, and from there it has been quite a ride, and it's been pretty good. And Western Australia was pretty good. We managed to win the championship with their club, and I also got to coach the regional team in that area, which was pretty good. Got to experience a bit of Perth and watch an Ashes test at the Waka, which is actually one of my fondest memories in Western Australia.
Do you have any heroes? Are there any famous cricketers who you find inspiration from?
I lean more towards, quite like Rahul Dravid and Kumar Sangakkara, because they're very...
You're in the wrong country, mate. Yeah. India.
Yeah. Well, I quite like how the learned cricketers, and they do a lot of work behind the scenes for the cricketers back home. They're very educated guys as well, and that appeals to me. Like, for me, the person appeals to me more than the cricketer, because the guys are in pretty good positions now, and they're doing a lot for the cricket in their countries, and also for the country altogether with regards to social issues in the country, which is something I would want to do as well, because where I come from, it's quite different. It's different from Australia, and someone, if you get in a position of influence, you'll do a lot of good for a lot of people, which is something which appeals to me.
So you're studying now, and obviously you've been travelling. You're now here in South Australia, and you're coaching and playing with the Trinity Old Scholars Cricket Club. And so that's obviously a real passion for you, is to continue developing yourself as a coach, and then obviously get involved in programs where you can help younger cricketers.
Yeah, yeah, that's the goal for me, obviously, to keep on developing as a coach. And I would want to add value to all the athletes I'm involved with. So for me to keep on developing as a coach is a big plus, not only for me, but for the people I'm going to be involved with. And obviously in the long run going forward, if I'm going to get a position anyway, I would want to keep on upskilling myself and become the best coach I can be, and the best human being I can be altogether.
And how have you found coming to South Australia? I know you haven't had a very long here, and you're sort of meeting all of the people involved in the Trinity Old Scholars Cricket Club, but how have you found that experience so far?
Well, it's been very cold. but it will get warmer. But yeah, it has been a very, very good experience meeting everyone, and obviously being involved with the school and just helping out at the school here is a massive plus for me. I quite like working in education and working with kids, which is pretty much being involved with kids in, on a different level. I'm usually with kids out on the sports field, so you get a different perspective on how to approach certain situations if you're going to face with kids, which is something I enjoy and something I don't mind taking up.
Now, with the pandemic, which has gone right around the world, how is that affecting you here while you're in Australia? And do you still have communication with family and friends back home? And how is it affecting the people back home?
Yeah, obviously, coming from an African setting, Zimbabwe is very different from here. I've been trying to stay in contact, but obviously in Zimbabwe at the moment, things are not real good. There's a bit of an upheaval with the government there, and human rights are not being respected at the moment. A lot of people are getting abused, which is quite sad, especially in this time where the pandemic has just wreaked havoc everywhere. So it's country's in a sorry state, but Zimbabwe is a nice country with very good people who deserve better. But I would like to believe I might be the change the country needs in the long run, and I'll want to do my part while I'm here to represent where I come from, and obviously still embrace what I'm getting in this part of the world, which is just a perfect combination for me.
So what would be in the future your dream type of job? Is that working back at home with young cricketers and helping them develop as people as well as cricketers?
The dream is probably be, I would want to still stay, be based in Australia or based somewhere else, and obviously just work on a consultancy basis. It's a globalized world. You can always travel and go there and be there for a while to help out and do whatever you would want to do there. But obviously, developing young cricketers is a big thing for me, developing good sporting structures, good pathways for cricketers, good pathways for any kind of aspiring sports kid who wants to play sport is a big thing for me, and that's what I would want to be involved with in the long run. Just development aspect of sports administration to complement a high performance sports environment is what I aspire to do in the long run.
Now, just to finish off with, really to get a taste of the culture of Australia, you have to experience Aussie rules football. Have you had that experience yet? And if not, have you any plans to go and see a game soon?
Yeah, I've had a baptism of fire. The first couple of days I came here, I was just watching footy for 2 days. But it's a very good spot. But it seems like everyone supports the Crows and they're having a bad year. So everyone is just a bit sad. But yeah, it's a very interesting sport and I would want to be involved with it. And I'm already part and parcel of Dave's team, which has been pretty interesting to just watch and have a look. And how passionate everyone is with regards to AFL is just mind-boggling.
Thank you very much, Dino. So ends another Carlin Lake.
I'd love to chat to Dino again, maybe after the cricket season.
Absolutely.
To see how things are going. And
absolutely, for sure. But so ends another Carlin Lake Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.